There is an island in South Puget Sound, McNeil Island, where the state of Washington houses violent sex offenders. It's the Special Commitment Center. And the people who are detained there are suing the facility because the water that's coming out of their faucets and showers is brown. I mean, coffee brown. Reporter Kenny Auker with the News Tribune in Tacoma told me how the water got that way.
The pipes at McNeil Island are from who knows when and run who knows where, because the island was used as a federal prison starting in the late 1800s until 1980, and then was used as a state prison until 2008. And so the infrastructure for the water system is from some point far back in the past.
The state says the water, yeah, it's brown, it's got sediment, but it's safe. So what's the argument?
The argument is that they can't shower and get clean, and they don't want to shave when they're using the water. They're not certain that it's safe, but they don't necessarily have the means to take the water independently to a testing facility because they can't leave the island.
So when those sediments are flowing and the water is running brown, the commitment center passes out bottled water. So the residents don't have to drink the water, but they don't even want to shower and wash and shave in it.
Yeah, and they also don't want to drink it even when it's not running brown. Many of the employees who work at the Special Commitment Center go to McNeil Island every day with a jug of water in their hand, but the residents don't have that opportunity.
Why would the staff be drinking bottled water if the residents' water is safe?
That's where part of their grievance comes from.
Yeah, if it's not good enough for you, it's not good enough for us.
Essentially, yes.
Is brown water the worst condition that residents at McNeil Island face?
They sued over the color of the water, the temperature of the water, that it wasn't staying hot long enough for them to take showers, and then the quality and temperature of the air. There are also lawsuits about environmental tobacco smoke, where people who are not smoking were subjected to tobacco smoke. And the state has changed their practices since the lawsuit has been filed, but the lawsuit is still standing for the amount of time that people were exposed to it before.
Okay, so the residents of the McNeil Island Sex Offender Commitment Center say their water it's not clean, it doesn't smell good, they don't think it's safe. The state says it is safe, and basically that's the best you're going to get. What happens next?
The case is scheduled for trial in December, and at which point, when that's done, then there will be some sort of resolution if they don't settle before then.
If the state were to lose its case, what would the state have to do to make that water run clear?
I don't know. The state would obviously be required in some way to fix the problem and would probably be put on a federal time schedule to do so in the court settlement or the court ruling if they were to lose the case. But it's impossible to tell right now what that would be or what the cost would be.
I was just at the Alcatraz prison on vacation, the island prison off of San Francisco, a few weeks ago, and water was one of the reasons they shut that prison down. It's hard to provide some services on an island.
And that was why the state abandoned the McNeil Island Correction Facility when Christine Gregoire was governor, because it was so cost prohibitive to operate the prison there. But they've still face some of the same problems of ferrying workers out, ferrying all the supplies and equipment out. And now the prison infrastructure is not there for the Special Commitment Center to piggyback off of. So a lot of those same costs and issues are there, but without the Department of Corrections subsidizing it.
Reporter Kenny Auker with the News Tribune based in Tacoma. He's covering this controversy over the brown water coming out of faucets and showers at the McNeil Island Special Commitment Center.